Native American cultures have a rich body of knowledge about the natural world and uses for the plants, animals, and minerals within it. Joining us now to talk about the botanical knowledge of the Anishinaabe or Ojibwe people is Mary Sisip Genius. She's the author of the new book, Plants Have So Much to Give Us, All We Have to Do Is Ask. Mary, thanks for joining us today.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you open the book with the story of the year the roses died. It explains why rabbits look why they do, but it also highlights the dangers of overusing resources. Why did you use that story to kick things off?
Ki always did. Ki is my teacher, Ki Waitanokwe, woman of the Northwest Wind. She always loved that story because she said it it embodied the way all of creation has to help, has to maintain the balance for any individual species to survive, but also so that we could all survive and the whole system could keep going. And she thought it was a good story for that. That it also shows the how one single plant can affect so many different species all at once.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Ki, the woman who taught you. Can you tell me more about her and the line of knowledge, her teachers and back to people we don't know anymore?
Oh, sure. I met Ki Waitanokwe in the early 1980s. My children were very young, and I went back to university, and I found Ki there. She was one of those teachers that, if you're very lucky in your life, you get one of them, you know. She was the kind of teacher that changes a person's life, and she changed everything about my life, the way I viewed most all of the rest of it. And, well, first of all, I was her student. I took ethnobotany from her and in Anishinaabe philosophy, and then I became her teaching assistant. And I helped her teach the ethnobotany labs and the philosophy workshops and things. And then I became her Ashkel Bewis, which is a traditionally bound apprentice who I was bound for to teach, to learn about the herbs and about healing and also about ceremony and life ways.
And she handed so...
Until she died.
Mary, she handed so much knowledge down to you, and you write that you were trying to get her pretty much to write this book you have written. What was her response to that?
Boy, I really tried. I really tried, because I thought it would get me out of the obligation of having to do it. But she always had so many calls on her time. She was such a generous person that she helped community people and, you know, the students. But also she pointed out to me at one point that whether or not she wrote it, I still had the obligation to write down what I had learned from her and also what I gleaned along the way myself. So that kind of cinched it for me. And I put it off as long as possible because it's kind of a daunting task, you know, until my daughter finally went off to graduate school. And I started getting these telephone calls from her where I could hear her clicking in the background. She'd ask me, you know, Mom, about that, you know, that salve we used to make, how did we actually do that? And I'd tell her, and I could hear her taking notes. And I thought, oh, boy, this is odd. You think when you raise a kid that you've taught them everything that you could possibly teach them, you know, before you send them out in the great world. But I realized that there were probably gaps in what I wanted my own daughters to know, must have been gaps in their education or their memory. And so I decided it was finally time to bite the bullet, to write down what I knew about this sort of thing, so that it would be within my family. And after my daughter got her her PhD and started to work teaching Ojibwe, she came back and insisted that we had to put it into a form. I had already finished the manuscript, but she insisted that we put it into a form that the general public might get some benefit from, that other Anishinaabe people might enjoy reading.
And you say in the title of your book, and you talk about this as you talk about people gathering plants to use as you say, salves or medications for other purposes. Yeah. Step one is you ask. You ask the plant for permission to take it, to harvest it and use it. Tell us about that.
Anytime we change the balance in the natural world, it is necessary for us to ask permission of the individuals who are being asked to sacrifice themselves for our benefit. And it is Anishinaabe teaching that all beings on this planet have spiritual gifts and physical gifts to share with the rest of creation. And if you ask them for their help, they can give it to you. They can't give it to you unless you ask, which presupposes, of course, that you know that you can actually talk to a rock or you can actually talk to a tree and get help from it.
Talking to Mary Sisip Genius, she's the author of the book, Plants Have So Much to Give Us, All We Have to Do Is Ask. She's of Cree and Métis descent. She's taught classes in ethnobiology and American Indian studies. This book is an encyclopedia of a whole time-bound, time-honored tradition of the use of plants of the Midwest and beyond. And an idea you introduce in the book is that for every problem humankind may have in this life, there's a plant that can help. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. There is a plant that can help in any of our problems. We may not know what the plant is yet, but the plant exists. We may have forgotten what the plant is, but the plant exists. We can always get help from, because someplace in creation, our need has been foreseen, and the answer is out there, and that there is a plant that can help. It's an amazing thought, but we can actually see it. If you start looking, you can actually see it. For instance, the bottom line of all of this, of living a good life, an Anishinaabe Bimadaziwin, which means life in the fullest sense, the best possible way to live on this planet. The bottom line in that is balance. And Creator wove balance into the whole system in the beginning. And if we, in our lives, get out of balance, that's where we start having health problems. Our luck changes, not just for ourselves, but our families, those people we love, the people around us, so that all of society gets out of whack. And the answer to that one is a tree. Nokomis Gijik, grandmother's cedar, which is the Atlantic or northern white cedar. It's not the one that makes cedar chests. That's juniper. But the cedar tree has, within its growth pattern itself, is the Anishinaabe tree of life. It is the balance that Creator wove into the whole system in the beginning. And we can use cedar to call for help in many different ways, many different medicines that can be that can help a human being who is feeling out of balance.
One thing that struck me about what you quote Key is saying, and you reinforce this yourself, is to be cautious. There's a quote, something like, dead is dead, there's no gray areas. We have to be careful in going out and gathering plants to use as medicines.
Oh, goodness, yes. He always said that in ethnobotany there was no place for a mistake, because dead is dead and there is no degree of deadness. It always reminded me of, you know, the Wizard of Oz, the Munchkin saying, she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead. It's the idea that you have to know exactly what plant you've got in your hand before you can use it for anything. You've got to be absolutely certain of the identification, because there are out in the natural world plants and fungi that'll kill you dead and real quick too. I mean, it's not like you can't just think you've got the right plant. You have to absolutely know.
And Mary, as we wrap up, you learned so much from Key, she from generations before her. Is there a new generation stepping up to learn these lessons and then pass them down to another generation?
Oh, I hope so. I really do, because many of our Anishinaabe communities are in desperate need of it. I think the whole planet could really use a little balance at this point. I teach myself. I teach at UWM, ethnobotany, 105 in the fall, 106 in the spring. I've written the book. I have Oshkosh Bewis myself. Hopefully they'll be able to do this in the future when I can't do it anymore.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you for calling.
That's
very kind.
That's Mary Sisseep Genius, the author of Plants Have So Much to Give Us, All We Have to Do Is Ask.